Others are pleased with the peaceful quiet of a country farm, while some love to roam through wild forests and make their homes in the wilderness. The man of whom I shall now speak was one of this last class. Perhaps you never heard of Daniel Boone, the Kentucky rifleman. If not, then I have a strange and interesting story to tell you. End quote. The Adventures of Daniel Boone, Kentucky Rifleman. Though he will forever be associated with the frontier, Kentucky, and Virginia, Daniel Boone was born on November 2, 1734, in a log cabin near present-day Reading, Pennsylvania, the sixth of 11 children and fourth son born to Squire and Sarah Morgan Boone, hard-working and adventurous Quaker parents. His siblings are recorded as Sarah, Israel, Samuel, Jonathan, Elizabeth, Mary, George, Edward, Squire, and Hannah. One Boone family tradition suggests that Daniel was named after well-known Dutch painter Daniel Boone, said to have been a distant relative. The Boone family belonged to the Religious Society of Friends, better known as Quakers, a community that had made its way to Pennsylvania after suffering religious persecution in England. Daniel's grandfather, George Boone, was born in 1666 in Stoke Hamlet in Devonshire, England, with Daniel's father, Squire, born in 1696, emigrating from the small town of Bradnick, Devon, near Exeter, England, to Pennsylvania in 1713 to join William Penn's new colony, formed of other like-minded dissenters. In 1717, his parents, George and Mary Boone, joined their son in Pennsylvania. On July 23, 1720, Squire Boone, who was a somewhat prosperous weaver and blacksmith, married Sarah Morgan, born in 1700. Sarah's family, also Quakers, settled in Toamankin Township, Montgomery County, Pennsylvania, in 1708, emigrating from Wales. Squire was described as, quote, a man of rather small stature, fair complexion, red hair, and gray eyes, end quote. Sarah was, quote, a woman over the common size, strong and active, with black hair and eyes, end quote. In 1731, 3 years before Daniel's birth, the Boones moved to the Ole Valley, near the modern city of Reading, Pennsylvania, where Daniel was born and spent much of his early life. Pennsylvania frontier. Daniel Boone was as good a selection as any to ultimately become a frontier folk hero. In addition to spending his early years on what was then the edge of the Pennsylvania frontier, where several Native American villages stood as backdrops, Daniel was inured to hard work at an early age. Maintaining a highly driven work ethic, Daniel's parents ran a small farm, a blacksmith shop, and a weaving establishment, forcing Daniel to spend much of his childhood helping work the field. In 1742, when Daniel was 8 years of age, the noted Moravian east of the Czech Republic, missionary Count Zinzendorf, held a synod, church council, in a nearby barn, which Daniel and a group of Delaware Native American Christian converts attended, further instilling in Daniel a closer relationship with his red brethren. The Boone household was a frequent gathering place for village meetings and community organizing, with local natives' usual visitors. However, relations between the Boone family and the Quakers were about to sour. That same year, the Boone family became the focus of controversy in their little community, comprised almost exclusively of fellow Quakers, when the Boone's eldest child, Sarah, married John Wilcoxon, a worldling, non-Quaker. This arrangement compelled Squire and Sarah to publicly apologize for their daughter's transgression. 5 years later, however, when Daniel's oldest brother, Israel, also married a worldling, Squire Boone further alienated himself from the community by standing by his son's decision, which led to the expulsion